I know that your practice guidelines say you should do an STD check on all women who come in for annual exams who are under 25 years. I didn't do one on this client because she hasn't been sexually active this past year. And maybe you'd be okay with that. I don't know. But maybe you wouldn't be.
I think with this, it's a good example to say that's why you're offered so many clinical experiences as a student, because you'll see from this one that it wouldn't be wise to make this choice and just share the information about a number of people whose screens have been positive. But sometimes when they're seeing things just one-dimensional this way, say, well, sure, at first glance, that's right, but sort of in the 3D picture of things, but no need to worry. That's why you have listed so many antepartum visits, so many STD visits, et cetera,
right,
so that you'll see over time why this might not work.
For something like this would be a time, too, to talk about HCPCS requirements, and we might not get paid for that visit if we don't do that.
A good opportunity to talk about billing and coding, which is real, and I think that students are hearing about that more, and we teach them some.
It's also a good opportunity to say that somebody who hasn't been sexually active for this last year could have had chlamydia for the last five. The assumptions that we make about sexual activity and all those things, I think it would be a good time to talk about that.
She hasn't thought it through. She's also practicing outside your practice guidelines, which would be another issue.
Well, you can always explain to a student that this is the guidelines and we offer this to a patient. The patient always has the right to refuse. So teaching her to explain why we do it.
Informed consent.